today's program. I'll be entertaining you with recordings by people from both sides of the Atlantic and also from Australia. We'll hear from an Irish tenor. We'll hear from a Venezuelan-born musician who established a successful career in the United Kingdom. We'll hear from Peggy Lee, Frank Sinatra, Eddie Cantor going back a bit, Bob Crosby, and at least one item from the Glenn Miller Orchestra.
Won't you play some simple melody like my mother sang to me? One with a good old-fashioned harmony. Play some simple melody.
Musical demon, set your honey a dreamin', won't you play me some rag? Just change that classical nag to some sweet, beautiful drag. If you will play from a copy of a tune that is choppy, you'll get all my applause. And that is simply because I want to listen to rag. Musical demon, set your honey a dream. Won't you play me some rag? Just change that classical nag
my mother
to some sweet,
to
beautiful drag. If you will play from a copy of a tune that is choppy, you'll get all my applause. And that is
play
simply because
some simple
I want to listen to rag.
Musical demon, set your play
honey
some a dream,
won't you play me some rag?
Steady,
just
steady.
Change that classical nag
my mother
to
sang
some
to
sweet,
me.
Beautiful drag. If you will play from a copy of a tune that is choppy, you get all my applause.
Don't
and
lose your head.
That is simply
play
because
some simple
I want to
melody.
Tune that is choppy, you get all of my applause because
me, you play
I want
me,
a ragged, ragtime melody.
That was Bing Crosby and his son, one of his sons, Gary Crosby. They sang that old Irving Berlin melody written in 1914. They sang it with Matty Matlock's All Stars, and it was a hit in Australia in 1950.
Seems we always have to slip around to be together, dear.
Afraid we might be found.
I know I can't forget you, and I've gotta have you near.
But we just have to slip around and live in constant fear.
Oh, you're tied up with someone else, and I'm all tied up too.
I know I've made mistakes, dear,
but I'm so in love with you.
I hope someday I'll find a way to bring you back to me. And I won't have to slip around to have your company. someone else, and I'm all tied up too.
I know I've made mistakes, dear,
but I'm so in love with you.
I hope someday I'll find a way to bring you back to me, and I won't have to slip around, and I won't have to slip around to have your company.
Slipping Around, that was sung by Margaret Whiting and Jimmy Wakely. It was a hit in 1950. The song was written by Floyd Tillman. I played that one because yesterday was the anniversary of the birth of Floyd Tillman in 1914. In the late 1950s, I can remember enjoying a motion picture called Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. I think the female stars were Jane Russell and Marilyn Monroe. I didn't know at the time, of course, that it had been originally in 1949 about a Broadway production, Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, music by Julie Stein, lyrics by Leah Robin, and here's one of the best songs from that show.
A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it won't pay the rental on your humble flat, or help you at the automat.
Men grow cold as girls grow old,
and we all lose our charms in the end.
In the end.
But square cut or pear shape, those rocks don't lose their shape.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend. The French are glad to die for love. They delight in fighting duels.
But I prefer a man who lives and gives expensive jewels. Romance is divine, and I'm not one to knock it, but diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Romance is divine.
Yeah, but where can you hock it when the flame is gone? Just try and pawn an old Don Juan.
Some men buy and some just sigh.
That to make you their bride they intend.
They intend.
But buyers or sires, they're all awful liars.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Start to descend.
It's then that those losses go back to their spouses.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Just remember, cousin, they cheat her by the dozen. Diamonds,
diamonds
are a girl's best friend.
Joe Stafford and the chorus sang Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. They were accompanied by Paul Weston's orchestra. As I said, that was written in 1949. The next song you'll hear was written in 1898.
When first I saw the love light in your eyes, thought the world held naught but joy for me. And even though we've drifted far apart, but what I dreamed of thee. I love you as I've never loved before. First I saw you on the village green. Come to me ere my dreams of love are o'er. 16. Last night I dreamt I held your hand in mine, and once again you were my bunny bride. I kissed you as I did in Auld Lang Syne. As to the church we wandered side by side. I love you like I've never loved before. When first I saw you on the village green,
When You Were Sweet 16, written by James Thornton in 1898, sung by the Irish tenor Ronan Tynan. I'm going to take you now from Ireland to Spain. In a Little Spanish Town, played by Edmundo Ross and his orchestra. I'm going to now remember, one at a time, three birth anniversaries. And the first is the birth anniversary of Matty Malnick, an American violinist, bandleader and songwriter, born this day in 1903. And with Johnny Mercer, he wrote this song.
Or you met someone who sets you back on your heels. Goody, goody. So you met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody, goody. So you gave her your heart too, just as I give mine to you. And she broke it in little pieces. Now how do you do? So you lie awake just singing the blues all night. Goody, goody. So you think that love's a barrel of dynamite. Hooray and hallelujah, you had it coming to you. Goody, goody for her. Goody, goody for me. I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you.
Slow boat to China,
Slow Boat to China, written by Frank Lesser, sung by Glenn Hughes and the Martin Men with the orchestra of Freddie Martin. I played that one because today's the anniversary of the birth of Freddie Martin, the orchestra leader, in 1916.
Reeves
sang There'll Be Another Spring, written by Peggy Lee and Hubie Wheeler. Hubie Wheeler was born this day in 1932. In 1928, December of 1928, a show called Whoopi opened on Broadway. It was so successful that 2 years later, Hollywood made a movie of it. Here are two songs from Whoopi, written by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn.
Did you hear that? Baby don't care for shows. Baby don't care for clothes. Baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for furs and laces. Baby don't care for all those high-toned places. Baby don't care for rings or other expensive things. She's as sensible as can be. Baby don't care who knows it. Baby just cares for me. My baby don't care to own a 9 or 10 carat stone. Baby just cares for me. Baby don't go for big Rolls Royces. There's sometimes a doubt about her chances. My baby's not much for sports, like running round without shorts. I must say I'm glad that she's made such a fine selection. My baby just cares for me.
Every time I hear that march from low and grim, I am always on the outside looking in. Maybe that is why I see the funny side when I see a fallen brother take a bride. Weddings make a lot of people sad, but if you're not the groom, it's not so bad. Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice. The groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing to make whoopee. Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet love nest. Think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, even so. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee. Another year, or maybe less. What's this I hear? Well, can't you guess? She feels neglected, and he's suspected of making whoopee. She sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone or even write. She says he's busy, but she says, is he? He's making whoopee. He doesn't make much money, $5,000 per. Some judge who thinks he's funny says you pay six to her. He says, now judge, suppose I fail. The judge says, bud, right into jail. You'd better keep her. You'll find it's cheaper than making whoopee.
Two songs from the stage musical Whoopee. Frank Sinatra with Nelson Riddle's orchestra gave us My Baby Just Cares For Me, and then Eddie Cantor, Makin' Whoopee.
Love is just around the corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner when I'm around you. I'm a sentimental mourner, and I couldn't be forlorner when you keep me on a corner just waiting for you. Now Venus de Milo was noted for her charms, but strictly between us, you're cuter than Venus, and what's more, you got arms. So let's go cuddle in a corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner, and I'm around you.
Love is just around the corner. Bob Crosby was the singer with the Dorsey Brothers Band in 1934. The song was written by Louis Gensler and Leo Robin. In December 1953, a Broadway production of Kismet commenced. A great success. The story was based on The Magic of the East. Alexander Borodin wrote the music, and it was adapted years later for the show by Robert Wright and George Forrest. I have a couple of recordings from members of the original Broadway cast of Kismet for you to enjoy.
So many beautiful things. What should I buy?
Happy earth. indigestion in his watery cloister, so that Massena could have a pearl, a pearl.
In the original Broadway production of Kismet, Doretta Morrow had the leading female part. She sang with other cast members then, Baubles, Bangles and Beads. And probably the best known song from Kismet was Stranger in Paradise. I'm going to play a different beautiful love song from Kismet.
Strange,
he can be very
imagining.
Strange,
and so
is mine.
she speaks, oh, and when he talks to you,
from the original Broadway cast of Kismet, Alfred Drake, Doretta Morrow and others sang And This Is My Beloved. From the East, I'm taking you to London.
The world is lyrical because a miracle has brought my lover to me. Though he's some other place, his face I see. At night I creep in bed and never sleep in bed, but look above in the air, and to my greatest joy, my boy is there. It is my prince who walks into my dreams and talks. He dances over. My love.
Dancing on the Ceiling, written by Richard Rodgers for the London production Evergreen in 1930. And the show was sung by Jesse Matthews. This recording, which you've just heard, was by Ella Fitzgerald with Buddy Bregman's orchestra, a recording made in 1956. When You Wish Upon a Star, sung by Ray Eberly with Glenn Miller's orchestra. You may have time to hear at least some of the Galway Pops Orchestra with James Galway, Unchained Melody.